Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 7:05 p.m. stock markets were lower. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was down 21.28 points to 21,531.07. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 97.55 points to 38,989.83. The NASDAQ was down 76.43 points to 18,226.48. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was down 6.13 points to 5,130.95. VIX futures are up minus 0.06 points to 14.12. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is down 104.57 points to 39,987.5. The China Seas. I-300 is up 3.06 points to 3,540.87. The DAX in Germany was down 5.72 points to 17,710.45. The CAC 40 in France was up 22.24 points to 7,956.41. The FTSE 100 in London was down 32.17 points to 7,640.33. Commodity markets. Gold is up $1.05 to $2,123.95. Silver is up 4 cents to $24.15. Crude oil is down 8 cents to $78.71. Copper is down $0 to $3.85. Natural gas is down $0.00 to $1.92. May corn closed at $4.30. May soybeans closed at $11.55. May wheat closed at $5.64. The Canadian dollar is 1.3574. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.16. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.47. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.61. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.21. Bitcoin is at $68,312.60. Highlights of today's news. Federal budget to be presented on April 16. Apple to pay fine in Canada over slowing iPhone's performance. Body Shop Canada to lay off 200 workers after parent company took its cash. Ransomware attack behind over week-long City of Hamilton service disruption. JetBlue and Spirit ending merger deal. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.